In East Timor, the former military chief Tara Matan Ruak has claimed victory in the country's presidential election. East Timor's Court of Appeal is yet to confirm the result, but a count released by electoral authorities has Tara Matan Ruak winning by a strong margin. One of the new president's first roles will be to appoint a prime minister after East Timor's parliamentary elections in July. Sarah Everingham compiled this report.
Two days after Monday's vote in the final round of East Timor's presidential election, Tara Matan Ruak addressed his supporters. Late yesterday, he told them he would be a president for all the people of East Timor.
I declare that I accept the responsibility that you give me through your independent and democratic vote.
East Timor's Court of Appeal is yet to announce the official result of the election. But a preliminary result released by the body organising the election, East Timor's Secretariat for Electoral Administration, shows Tara Matan Ruak won 61% of the vote, while his opponent, the Fretilin Party's Luolo, won 39%. Tara Matan Ruak said Luolo had run a dignified campaign and told the Fretilin supporters he would not exclude them. Tara Matan Ruak was part of the resistance to the Indonesian occupation of East Timor. He eventually became a guerrilla commander. He's known throughout the country by his name Tara Matan Ruak, which is his nom de guerre from the resistance and means two sharp eyes in the local Tetan language. After independence, he became chief of East Timor's defence force. During the election, he presented a 10-point plan for the country.
And I'm going to do all my best to help East Timor and our people to transform East Timor into a strong country, rich country, and a peaceful country.
As president, one of Tara Matan Ruak's first tasks will be appointing the prime minister after the country's parliamentary elections in July. Tara Matan Ruak went into the campaign with the support of the prime minister, Shanana Gusmao, and his CNRT party. Michael Leach, an associate professor in politics at Swinburne University, says the result is likely to boost Shanana Gusmao's party's hopes for the July election.
I don't think there's any doubt that the Prime Minister's Party, CNRT, will be happiest with the result on Monday. It's not going to determine what happens in the parliamentary election. Fretilin's performance did improve slightly on 2007 in the second round, with closer to 40% than 30. But there's certainly no question that CNRT will be slightly happier with the outcome.
Michael Leach says it's likely that after the parliamentary elections, a coalition will have to form around one of the major parties to form government.
One of the things the result on Monday demonstrated is that the all-important third parties, who will be critical to who forms government, because it's a proportional system, in July, those voters did vote overwhelmingly, about three-quarters of the larger third parties, for TMR, who was the Prime Minister's CNRT's candidate. Obviously, they'll be taking that away as a positive when they come to negotiate with those third parties in July.
Michael Leach says all of this means Tara Matan Ruak will have a key role to play during the next election.
One of the president's roles in East Timor is the formation of to help with the formation of government after the parliamentary elections. It is the president who, in a formal sense, appoints the prime minister, and they tend to be involved in the negotiations to some degree after the parliamentary elections, where there's a lot of bartering to it with the aim of forming a majority on the floor. It's not like Australia. There normally isn't a majority for one party.
The presidential election, which has just passed, was largely peaceful. Eduardo Suarez, who runs a polling and social research company in East Timor, surveyed voters before the presidential poll.
People are very optimistic about peaceful election, about a very prosperous future. Timorese were saying nothing about civil unrest.
The parliamentary election will be another test for the young democracy.
Sarah Everingham.